Do you long to embody mindfulness and compassion in your parenting life? Yeah, me too. Welcome to Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. Let's go on this journey together. All right, Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me your thoughts about bullying.
Well, I think, like, why would a person want to do it? Like, just why?
Why would someone want to bully?
Yeah, just to have fun, but at what cost?
At what cost?
Yeah.
Well, why do you think people would want to do it?
They want to have fun, but, like...
Are you sure they want to have fun?
They want to have fun with people's reactions to what they're doing.
Oh, the reactions. They want the reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But is it just about fun, or is it about something else?
Well, it could be that they had, like, a hard time one time, and...
They had a hard time, so they're trying to feel better about themselves?
Yeah. Or they just want revenge just about something.
Oh, revenge. Okay.
What else? I don't know if revenge is the correct word, but whatever. Okay, so... That's all I think, so what do you have to respond to that?
Well, I was wondering about that word power.
Mm-hmm, power.
Like, wanting to have power over, because maybe somebody doesn't feel very powerful,
mm-hmm.
And so they think if someone doesn't feel very powerful, and then they go and make somebody else feel less powerful for a second, they feel more powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you think is a good strategy if somebody feels like they're being bullied?
If you can, walk away.
Okay. But what if the person comes after you?
If the person comes after you, then you should just deal with it.
Okay.
But, like, deal with it in a positive way. Like, say, I hate your face. Oh, thank you. That's nice. You know, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, like Brooks Gibbs does?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. His strategy is like, if somebody says something insulting to you, you just don't give them any energy. Like, you don't show any emotion around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody says, hey, you're short, what would you say?
Well.
If someone said, hey, you're short. Hey, shorty.
Well, my reaction would be, first of all, tell them to stop.
Tell them to stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll stop?
Maybe.
Okay. So if they stop, that's good, right?
Yeah, if they stop, that's good.
What if they don't?
They don't, I walk away.
What if they come after you, or they say it again some other time?
Then... I tell a teacher, and before that, I run away.
Okay. Do you think those are useful strategies to get the kid to stop doing it?
My strategy after?
After watching the videos?
Yeah, after watching those videos?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do the first strategy. If the kid comes after me, then I deal with it till they leave. Then I tell the teacher.
Well, just imagine, like, if I was a bigger kid.
Yeah.
And I came up to you and I'm like, hey, shorty.
First, I like to walk away, then, if that's giving them power, you say.
Yeah, you could just walk away.
I would walk away, keep following me and say, hey, shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would be like,
they really
oh,
want
hello.
Some attention.
Then I would be like, hello there.
I like that. Hello there. Hey, Tolly.
Oh, General Kenobi. Hello there. And if they keep bullying me, I just keep doing it. Don't give up, because that's what a human should do.
What would you say?
I would just keep saying, and they said, and if they say, and like, imagine you're the bully. Say, hey, shorty.
Hey, shorty.
Hello there. Now be mean to me after I said hello there.
Hello there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What are you doing, shorty?
Well, I'm just walking down the hallway, you know, getting back to class.
Oh. Whoops, don't trip on yourself.
Okay, I won't.
so you wouldn't get upset.
Well, I would try not to.
Mm-hmm.
But if they punch me in the face or something, at least try to.
Okay, so...
Then I would get upset.
Did we talk about this?
Bam! I'm no. okay.
Listen, if someone punches you in the face, is that bullying?
No, that's abuse.
That's abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely is a crime.
I run away.
Needs to be dealt with.
I run away as fast as I can because I'm fast. Mm-hmm. I usually outrun the bully because I'm really fast, even though I'm short.
Mm-hmm. So, you're very fast.
Mm-hmm. So, then I tell the teacher.
Mm-hmm. But what about if they're just kind of teasing you?
Then I would just be in on the joke.
Be in on the joke. I like that. You're in mm-hmm. on the joke.
Mm-hmm.
So how would, if someone was just teasing you about your height, how would you be in on the joke?
Like I would just be like, oh, ha ha, yeah, I'm short.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so funny. I'm short. Big deal. And you're so tall.
You're very tall. I noticed that about you. Let's be friends. Hey, tall. I'll name myself Shorty and you'll nickname yourself Tolly. We'll be best friends.
I don't think any bully would know what to say to that. That would be funny.
I think the bully would just be like, okay, bye.
I hope so.
Have a great day. Slams door.
All right, so it's bedtime. Can you say okay, bye?
Okay, bye. Have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ocean. We laugh a lot, but certainly bullying is not a laughing matter. At the same time, it's not going away. As long as we live in a culture that is built on oppression and power over others, there's going to be bullying in life. It's natural to feel hurt and to feel angry when we feel attacked. I don't think that just not getting upset is a useful strategy over time. I don't think it's sustainable, and I think it just causes us to suppress our feelings. But it is important to know who's safe to have those feelings with and who's not. And so hopefully your child has someone in their life that they feel safe talking about their feelings with, their hurt feelings. And that might be you or it might be someone else. It might be helpful for your child to have a little mindfulness script that they can say to themselves, right? And this could be useful in other moments where they're triggered, where they're emotionally feeling reactive, to just be able to ask, what's happening? Simply to really notice what is happening in this moment. And then compassion might just sound like, can I be with it? Can I be with this? Hold this in this moment? And maybe not. Maybe running away is the best strategy in the moment, or just walking away. These mindfulness practices can help your child defer their reactions and to hold those feelings until they can process them with someone safe. Now, if you're the safe person for them, I really encourage you to do your own mindfulness work before listening to their story, or while you're listening to them telling you their story of hurt. So, for example, if Ocean came home with a story of being teased, if I were to jump in and ask more questions, or to say, oh, I can't imagine that person would really say that, or are you sure that that's what they said, or that's what you did? No, I have to stop and simply listen and maybe ask some follow-up questions like, what do you think about that? Or what else can you tell me about that? And then how do you feel about that? Finally, asking, where are you feeling that in your body? And if your child can't answer, that's fine. If they can't answer any of these questions, don't worry about it. But just get them practicing
by asking those simple questions, like, how do you feel about it? And you might make an empathetic guess about how they feel. And then asking, where are you feeling that in your body? So that they start to make the connection between the visceral physical sensations and the emotional response. The other thing is just to laugh about it can be a fantastic way to discharge tension, stress, suppressed memories, even little traumas that get built up. So rather than working on changing other people, we can work on our own reactions. That's really all we have control over, right? Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, which are usually ourselves, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you for joining Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. I really appreciate you walking alongside me.